Now, today's rest of the story. Blanche Kaffir, the librarian at View Ridge School in Seattle, heard her name called as she was walking down the hall. It was a Mrs. Carlson, the fourth grade teacher, about to ask a favor. She said, "I have a student who finishes his work so quickly, I wonder if he could help you out in the library." About 10 the same morning, the slender, little, blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy in a T-shirt and jeans poked his head around the library door. He said, "My name is Bill. Do you have a job for me?" Blanche explained the Dewey Decimal System to him, how nonfiction books were organized numerically, fiction books by the author's last name. Bill caught on immediately. Blanche said, "Sometimes a copy 2 card is misplaced in the pocket of a copy 1 book, so when the copy 2 book comes in, there's no card for it, and then the search for the right card begins," and Bill's eyes lighted up. "This was some kind of a detective job," he said. "Well, yes," Blanche replied. Bill had discovered 3 books with the wrong cards in them by the time his regular teacher, Mrs. Carlson, came into the library. "Time for recess, Bill," she said, but her pupil refused to leave until he had located the rest of those books. In fact, he showed up at the library early the following morning to continue his detective job. Well, Bill helped Blanche in the library each and every school day after that. And one day he asked, "Could I be one of the regular librarians?" But by then, of course, he was one. Weeks had passed when Blanche found the envelope on her desk. It was an invitation inside from Bill. "Please come to dinner next Tuesday at 6:30. And she did. And Bill's parents were as charming as Blanche had imagined they would be. His father was an attorney, his mother a former school teacher. They told the librarian the unhappy news. They'd found a bigger house in another school district. Bill would be transferring out of View Ridge School. Bill himself was more worried than disappointed. He had told his mother, "I can't leave the View Ridge Library. Who will find the lost books?" Well, Blanche Kaffir missed her freckle-faced assistant that first morning after the family moved, and she would have missed him the second morning, but she was surprised instead. For there in the library doorway at the usual time, smiling broadly, looking very much as he had the first morning he came in, was Bill. He explained that the librarian in his new school did not need any help from the students, so his mom got him transferred back to View Ridge. His dad would drop him off on the way to work, and when he couldn't, Bill would walk. Well, Blanche Kaffir is 88 years old today, retired from the Seattle School Library, where she met and came to cherish a youngster named Bill in 1958. Blanche remembers him not as especially bright, but as unusually tenacious. That, she now says, explains so much. For once upon a time, there was a skinny, serious-minded 9-year-old boy who discovered challenge and intrigue in the most ordinary task, and whose detective-like curiosity and gumshoe tenacity one day earned him billions. Oh, yes, you do know the man that freckle-faced library helper became. The unrivaled king of computer science, Microsoft mogul Bill Gates. And now you know the rest of the story.